Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
On what would have been his 11th birthday, Justin Wallace's alleged killer was caught. The suspect is to be arraigned in Queens Criminal Court in Kew Gardens today. Let's go to Far Rockaway, Justin's home. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Chuck.
The sound of the 101st Precinct as 29-year-old Javon Young was walked out after his arrest overnight.
How do you kill that
Young, who lives at Beach Channel Drive, facing a slew of charges, including murder, weapons possession, attempted murder, and the killing of Justin Wallace and wounding his 29-year-old cousin. Now, Justin would have turned 11 yesterday. Tribute was held outside the Wallace home here in Queens. There were friends there and people who never even knew Justin, like Samantha Ogle.
Oh, but I went over there and I put balloons, I put candles, I brought a card, so, and there were others in the community that came across yesterday.
The Wallace family believes the shooting stemmed from a long-standing dispute over a shared driveway at the home where Justin was killed, his relative's place, on Beach 45th Street on Saturday night. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Far Rockaway.
And an arrest has been made in Brooklyn in the shooting death of that beloved retired cop. 33-year-old Michael Soto is now facing manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges in the Monday night shooting of Thomas Marinan. The former NYPD officer was trying to break up a fight between the suspect and an 86-year-old man outside a pizzeria when he was shot in the chest. Neighbors say Marinan was the kind of guy to hand out umbrellas in the rain, always helping his community. A GoFundMe page has been set up for his family and their funeral expenses. We are getting a preview of the New Jersey governor's race with Jack Cittarelli, the winner of the Republican primary, already poking fun at Democrat Phil Murphy for not being Jersey enough.
Have you seen this guy eat pizza? Don't tell me. He is not from New Jersey.
After beating three other candidates in the GOP contest, the former state assemblyman told supporters at a victory party in Somerset, Murphy will be one and done in 21. Murphy was running unopposed. After the polls closed, he thanked supporters in videos and didn't bother to mention his opponent by name, saying only, there are some who want to take us back to the way things were before when New Jersey only worked for the wealthy and well-connected. Cittarelli, by the way, defeated the more pro-Trump candidates, including two who use the slogan, Make New Jersey Great Again. The Tribeca Festival kicks off today, 20 years since its creation in 2001, when it was started to help revitalize Lower Manhattan after 9/11. Robert De Niro co-founded with producer Jane Rosenthal, and he says this year's mission is to get the economy back on its feet after COVID.
Yeah, I mean, it seems... apropos, if you will, for this and to carry on that tradition. Last year we had the virtual, this year doing what we're doing, and it's within what we should be doing. And so here we are. And Jane and the team all decided that that's what we would do as far as this year, and that's where we are.
The festival opens today with a screening of John Chu's adaptation of Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights, other New York-flavored films, Steven Soderbergh's Manhattan crime drama No Sudden Move, and a film about Anthony Bourdain, who, you know, cut his teeth right here in the city. 1010 Winds, by the way, proud to be an official media partner of the Tribeca Festival, which runs through the 20th and also includes TV shows and podcasts. It is the first major film festival in North America since the pandemic. And arrest in an anti-Semitic attack in Times Square last month. 23-year-old Mahmoud Musa is accused of knocking a Jewish man to the ground, then, along with a group of other people, assaulting him. The 29-year-old victim, Joseph Borgen, says of the May 20th attack, in which he was also pepper sprayed and hit with crutches, "I was bracing, trying to make it out alive." Musa is facing not only assault, but gang assault and hate crime charges. Two other men have been previously arrested in this same case. It's supposed to be a lot easier to sue gun manufacturers under a bill passed in Albany yesterday. Our Roger Stern now on the bill, which is the first of its kind in the nation.
The legislation is aimed at getting around a federal law which prevents manufacturers from being sued for the illegal use of their products. The state bill would create a public nuisance if guns are marketed in such a way that they fall into the wrong hands. In theory, that would allow lawsuits, but this is yet to be tested in court. Meanwhile, gun rights advocates say this will not solve the issue of gun violence. Also, the state assembly passed a bill governing ghost guns, guns made at home with kits. Long Island Assemblyman Charles Levine introduced it and says it requires that ghost guns be engraved with registered serial numbers so they are traceable.
We have to take a stand in New York, and we have to take a stand nationally. If not, this is just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
Among the many vaccine incentives these days, a four-year scholarship. Governor Cuomo expected today to reveal the next 10 winners. Also today, mobile vaccine hubs will visit the Manhattan, Bronx, and Staten Island Public Library. So get your shot and get some summer reading. Officials are making an extra push to get young people vaccinated and get the New York State rate up to 70% vaccinated. We are already over 68%, so the rest of the COVID restrictions can be lifted at 70. An investigation is also underway into the death of a two-year-old girl who was found in her room at a homeless shelter on Hamilton Place in Harlem late Monday. Police responding to a 911 call found Mariah Hubler unconscious, unresponsive. She had no obvious signs of trauma, they say, and she was pronounced dead at a hospital. An autopsy will determine her cause of death. That shelter is run by Help USA. That is a nonprofit organization. Speaking of New Jersey, it was hit by severe thunderstorms and flooding yesterday. So what's next? Well, it seems there was a slight earthquake this morning. It was a 2.4, pretty low on the Richter scale, but it hit just south of Tuckerton. Residents reported feeling it. Earthquakes not entirely unusual in New Jersey. The state DEP says New Jersey is considered overdue for a moderate earthquake, which much like the magnitude 5.5 quake that hit in 1884.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.